guys, welcome back to Navigate Devotional. Here at Navigate, our hope and prayer is to help you engage with the Bible. It's through the Bible that God speaks, and today, as we have a conversation over this passage, we hope you're able to be refreshed, challenged, and comforted by what God says.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Navigate. My name's Ben and I'm joined with Ryan, and we're going to be working through Romans chapter 12, verse 9 to 13 today. This is what God's word says. Verse 9, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. So I'm joined with Ryan today, and Ryan, there's just a few verses, nice and short for us, but this is a super helpful idea where we're talking today not just about what we do, but how we do it.
Yeah.
And if we remember, this is important that we look at this, because the last, you know, few verses, yesterday's episode, we looked at this idea of what it means to be a living sacrifice, you know, use whatever gifts you have. It's kind of like, be involved, take your part, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought or lower than you ought, but understand that you are a member in the body, and so just do that. You know, we were talking about it in terms of what you do, but now it really is, it moves into, okay, how do you do that? And we could kind of see it, it's framed in this idea of love.
Yeah, that's right. We left Romans 12 in the opening verses kind of encouraging us there to remember God's mercies, the gift that of salvation, that we've kind of entered into this new life where we are not only belonging to God, but we can actually become like Him and be useful and use our gifts. And we're called that we must use our gifts. And now, yeah, he's kind of talking about how do we do that. And it's interesting. We're not given like a 12-step program to preaching or anything like that. He's not talking about that kind of how. He's talking about, I suppose, a deeper kind of how that comes from our heart in terms of just how we go about relating to those we are serving with our gifts or ministering to.
Yeah, I love that, you know, as you said there, it's not, you know, 12 steps to preaching. It's not, you know, here's exactly how much you should give if you're going to give generously. It's not, you know, when you're going to encourage, you know, put it in a letter with a, I don't know, whatever, write it on a cow skin with whatever you've got to put there. But he gives us some characteristics here. And, you know, he starts off with going, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. And there's a sense, how you do it, well, do it in a sense where you are loving God. I think you could frame it there. Love God. Hate what's evil. But then it's not just love God. It's love others. So be devoted to one another. Love them. And then I love that next bit. Honor one another above yourself. So just before, it's don't think of yourself more highly than you ought. And we talked about don't think of yourself more lowly than you ought. But you're actually able to understand who you are and still honor others above yourself.
Yeah,
so that's really interesting.
Yeah, I find these lists, like obviously it's not exclusive, but it's just the things Paul does talk about here is so cool. Like sincerity in love, like it's not shallow. It's just no... I am. There's an honest,
authentic,
willing, authentic love. It's like, how often do we just kind of pretend to love?
Yeah.
This is no pretending. This is genuine.
Yeah.
Hating what is evil. Like often we can use our gifts in ways that are seek out our own end, or kind of is driven by a sinful desire within us. And it's actually we can use our gifts for the wrong, or from the wrong place. We're to hate that. We're to be sickened by that. And clinging to what is good, just using our ways, our gifts in ways that just pursue the goodness and the what's pleasing to God, what's perfect in His eyes. And it devoted to loving one another. Like, as we use our gifts, I'm using it because I am devoted to you in love, not because I'm going to get necessarily anything out of it, because I'm devoted to me.
Yeah.
I'm devoted to you. And yeah, like you said, honoring one another. I really like the joyful, hopeful kind of connection Paul makes here. It's this expecting the best from others.
Yeah.
But also, I think expecting the best of God in as we serve. It's, I have a joyful, hopeful expectation that God's going to actually do something. Mm. In the near future, not the far off future, but in the present. Patient and suffering, like loving people is really hard. Like when we love, we're choosing to suffer, and we need to realize that it calls us to be patient as we use our gifts in a loving way.
Mm.
Yeah, and just being consistent, reliable in prayer, realizing we are limited in terms of, yes, we can be faithful and try and be as effective as we can be in the way we use our gifts, but in the sense the outcome and the fruit of that is really, yeah, what that achieves is kind of in God's hands. And it's really cool, just the richness of just the dynamics that Paul's pulling into all this.
Yeah, 100%. And you know what I'm even noticing even now as we talk about it is that when you think about what this means, you could go through it and, you know, you say something, Ryan, something else comes to my mind. Yeah. I say something else comes to your mind. Because as you were talking there, you know, verse 11 jumped out to me. So never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. And I just thought, you know, this idea of never be lacking in zeal, it's like I'm always ready to go.
Yeah.
Like I'm frothing to serve. Mm. And just thinking about, you know, how many of us, you know, might be listening there who are just tired of serving. You know, we're sick of serving. We're over it. And, you know, I wonder what's caused us to be like that.
Yeah.
You know, what's gotten us there? Is it, you know, we don't feel appreciated? Is it that, you know, we don't see any fruit from our labor? Is it that we don't feel like anyone else is helping us out, you know, getting in beside us? You know, is it that the job's becoming, you know, not fun?
Yeah.
You know, or is it something else?
Because
I think that sometimes we get tired of serving because of some, you know, it is some very practical reason.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think what, you know, I'm noticing in these few verses is what allows us to not be lacking in zeal is just this reminder of who God is, of what he's done for us and where he's called us. And it's that actually allows us to not lack in zeal. It's that fills our tank up to allow us to keep going.
Mm.
You know, you focus on the situation and you're going to be tired. You focus on your job and it's going to run you down. But if you come back and you focus on God and what he's doing and what he's done, you know, in particular 11 chapters of like, by faith, this is how we're saved and this is what God's done. I think it's here that we're actually able to be empowered and enabled again to serve without being tired in that.
Oh, absolutely. I had the same thought, just kind of echoing what you said. Just the serve the Lord part at the end of that verse kind of reminds me, remember the one you're serving.
And
he's first served you. And like you said, 11 chapters of how God has actually served us in, so graciously giving his son for us and his spirit that's at work in us. It's
and this right here, serving the Lord, that is the motivation to serve others. So if you're serving others and that's your primary soul motivation, it's going to let you down. You're going to feel underappreciated. You're going to feel like there's no reward there for you. But if you remember, first and foremost, we're serving the Lord and that's why we're serving others.
Yeah.
We remember that God appreciates us. That God values us, you know, that God will reward us. You know, even there's that verse in the Gospels, God sees what happens in secret and will reward you in secret.
Mm.
Like there's this sense that understanding who we're serving primarily is what's going to drive us to continue to serve others.
Yeah. And I think it actually, like you're saying, it drives us that way because it changes our hearts. Like remember, we're talking about how God is calling us to repent and to change.
Yeah.
And by remembering and in the present, how God actually practically relates to us in this way, serves us in this way, it changes us and it changes how we will use our gifts in a way that's very Christ-like. And it's so good. Like there's another really interesting thing we talked about before too, just the practice hospitality.
Yeah.
And just when we talk about this stuff, it's like, man, this might sound so foreign. Or like, I don't know what that looks like, or I don't even know how to do that. The idea of practicing here is actually speaks into that. It's to form a habit, which takes a long time of just practicing step by step. It's not a performance. It's not get up and perform it perfectly. It's more like turn up to training each.
Here we
week.
Go, back to
back
footy.
To footy. Here we go. I got it in. I got it.
Everything relates to footy. Right. Yeah.
Or like practicing an instrument, if you're an instrument player, or a dancer, you practice. You practice, 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 and it builds. And it's a way of training yourself to relate to God this way as we serve, and to relate to others this way as we serve. So loving, learning to be loved by God, learning to love who God has made us to be in Jesus, and learning to love those he's placed in our life to serve.
Yeah, and I think it's so helpful to think about, this practicing it, particularly in the context of, I feel like I'm not good at hospitality, right? Like not a great cook, hate cooking. No, I'm an okay cook, to be fair, but I just don't like it. And so the idea of inviting people over to have food, it's just like, man, I don't know. It's just not my...
I'm out of practice.
Yeah, I'm not. It's not in my wheelhouse, but this says, man, just practice it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't say nail it. Doesn't say get it perfect every time, but practice it. And, I think if you were to look at people who are good at hospitality...
Mm.
They got there over a long period of time of inviting people into their homes, of practicing it. And super helpful imagery there.
Yeah, and just to throw one more thing in, at the end of this section, Paul will talk about how we can't go wrong with love. It's like, one thing is love for people, and you just can't go wrong. Trying to practice love, you can't go wrong with that. Like, yes, we're learning how to do that, but it's actually... Yeah, we're safe when we're kind of living out of the love that God loved us with.
As we wrap up, there is a challenge here. I think, Romans 12 has talked a lot about what we do, but this is a reminder of how we do it. We are to serve God out of a love for him and a love for others. So there's an encouragement there to remember that that is what drives us in what we do. There's also a challenge here to not be lacking in zeal. And, I wonder if for some of us who are out there thinking about serving right now, we are tired. We are lacking in zeal. Maybe, we've served for a long time and maybe we've never gotten the recognition for our service. Maybe we're exhausted from other areas of life and it spills over into what we do in our church. This encouragement is to not be lacking in zeal, not because in and of yourself you are amazing and, a person who never gets tired or never gets exhausted, but because we remember what God has done for us and who it is that we're serving. And so I just want to give that encouragement to you out there. If you are tired from serving, to remember who you serve and remember that what you do in secret, the Lord rewards in secret. And there is something good in there in that helps us to be joyful, to be loving and to keep going so that we're able to continue to turn up and to love the people around us and to serve them as well by laying our life down for them. There's lots of other encouragements from these verses and love to, just encourage you to read over it again and underline what stands out to you and what there is to work on there. As we remember, we do this in the context of what God has done for us first. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.